My name is Kelly, and welcome back to the Girl Covering Podcast. I am so glad you are joining me today. I hope you are having an amazing day so far, and happy Monday, as always. So, let's dive into an episode that I feel like I've been meaning to make for so long, and it's been really sitting with me, and I never thought I would really find the words, and to be honest, I'm doing this, no script, no nothing, but I thought it was important to talk about because I think it's something we all need to hear more of. So, as many of you know, I have been through the journey of a lifetime over the past 4 years of my university experience. I started off university being in not a good headspace at all mentally. I was going through a lot at that time and dealing with pretty heavy depression and a really dark time in my life, anxiety all the time, and hardly ever smiling and hardly ever being happy. And I felt like that for a long time. And I honestly never thought that anything would ever get better. And that led me to doing things that, yeah, I regret. They were mistakes for sure. But looking back on it, I think it was all part of the journey. And the reason I'm going to dive into this episode today is I want you to know, if you are listening, that everything will be okay, and I am walking proof of it. And I think it's important to share our journeys because everyone's journey looks really different. And I think that it's this big misconception that when people say everything will be okay, they mean it in short term because it's supposed to come as a short term comfort, but it really is a long term process. And when people say everything's going to be okay, that can look completely different. That could mean in a week, in a month, in a year, in 5 years, 10 years. So I really do not like when people say everything's going to be okay because it's not comforting, because by the time everything's okay, you won't even be worrying about what made you sad in the first place. So I will dive into my story a little deeper and kind of my tips along the way as well. I would say my general unhappiness and my beginning of my mental health journey really started in high school. I went through a couple different instances that therapists love to call trauma. And I remember leaving grade 12 and I was not happy. I think I was fake happy. I think I was surrounded by friends. I was surrounded by a lot of people and I thought it made me happy, but I think the happiness I feel now is not comparable at all to what it was then. Like, it was not real happiness back then. And I was suffering with major anxiety and depression and an eating disorder and lots of goodies. And I was in therapy a lot and trying to sort out my issues. And I remember leaving for university and not being ready at all. Everyone else was excited. I was just sad about it. I was not excited. I was not looking forward to it. And the first week here at university, I was constantly crying every single day. I was not happy. I wanted to go home. And every time I did go home, I never wanted to come back. And I just remember when I think about first years, just crying all the time and being so sad and going to really extensive measures of my depression that were dangerous and bad. And, you know, I really thought nothing would get better. And then second year and third, everything slowly started getting better and better and better. But I still did not feel that inner peace or that inner happiness that I was longing for. And I still felt like I hadn't reached that point of my journey that I wanted to reach. And I was constantly saying to myself, I want to be happy. I want to be happy. Why aren't I happy? And it led to me being happy when I stopped saying that. So I think turn to fourth year, really, which is the year that I'm ending off now. And all of those worries I had, I'm not regretful that I had them, but they were definitely part of the journey. And when people say everything would be okay, it definitely came like 3-4 years later that I finally felt actually okay. And when you develop inner peace, it's unlike anything else, because I used to be an anxious, depressive mess up until January of this year. And February onwards, I haven't had one single depressive episode, which is weird because I used to have them every single week. I've had maybe 2-3 panic attacks, which I used to have 2-3 a day. I haven't cried in a month. I just have not been where I was. And I think a lot of things kind of accumulated to that. But I think a big part of it is growth and change. And change is always something that I have been afraid of, but it actually helped me to grow. And leaving university now, I genuinely feel that inner peace. And I feel like, yes, it was a hard journey, but it made me become the person that I really always wanted to be. And, you know, like, I could start crying saying that right now. And thinking about myself a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, it makes me sad because I look back and there was a girl with absolutely no hope who wanted to escape life, essentially, who didn't want to live life. And now the only thing I want to do is live my life. And I'm so filled with gratitude now. And it's truly incredible when you look back at yourself and see the growth that you've made. If you sit there every single day and say, I want to be happy, why aren't I happy? You're not going to be happy. Happiness happens when you live your life. And that sounds so vague, and you're probably asking yourself, wow, thanks, that's really helpful. But it really is the truth. When you focus on life and you take it day by day, happiness comes with that. Happiness comes from being in the present, from taking it day by day, from celebrating the little wins, from focusing on what you're grateful for. And sometimes it takes a really big kick in the butt for that to happen. I haven't had an easy couple months getting to this point. I haven't had an easy couple years getting to this point. But going back to my younger self and telling her, okay, yes, it's going to be a long journey, but the outcome is so worth it. And it will be. It always will be. It might be a long time away, and that might suck, but it always is going to come when you least expect it to. I did not think that breaking up with who I thought I'd be with forever would actually lead me to being the happiest I've ever been in my life, and the most mentally stable, the most mentally secure, the most happy and calm and secure with myself. I never thought that that would be the case, ever. And yet, here we are. And I never thought crying over university would lead me to this. You know, I think when we're in the darkest parts and the darkest moments, we only look at the here and now. We only look at how sad we are and all of our issues. And trust me, it is hard to, in those moments, look at what you're grateful for. And it starts with just try again. Just try one more time. Give yourself one more try. And then keep giving yourself that. Just try one more time. Get up one more time. It's not going to be perfect. And sometimes when you're at the lowest low, you don't want to get out of bed, and that's okay. I mean, it's not okay, but you know what I mean. You just have to promise yourself you're going to try and treat every day like a new opportunity. And if you fail at that opportunity, it's okay. You're going to fall down a lot, but you're going to pick yourself up more. And the more you do that, each time that you fall down and you step back up, it brings you closer and closer to being at that point where things are better and the grass really is greener. And like I said, it won't be easy. I'm sorry to tell you, it's not going to be easy. But if you think about it in the way that, okay, this sucked, this really kicked me down, but I'm going to get back up, I'm going to try again, because that's not going to kick me down again. Even in the context of, let's just say, a breakup, I remember there would be memories that I would remember that would really sting, or things that I had to do that would really hurt. But I knew, okay, I just have to do this once, and then it's not going to hurt as much the next time, and then it's not going to hurt as much the time after that. And when you have that growth mindset, I hate saying that because it's such a businessy term, but when you really have that growth mindset, you really start growing and evolving, and it really doesn't hurt because you know in yourself, okay, we're gonna move on. Not every day you're going to want to get up and work at it. It gets tiring, and you have to just let it down. All that baggage that you're carrying, just let it down. Just empty out that metaphorical bucket of everything that you're holding on to and just let it go. And it's not an easy thing to do. But the best thing that I've done when I've been in hard moments is pick yourself back up. Every day, pick yourself back up. Focus on a little goal or a little something that's going to make you happy today. And try to stay consistent. And it's not easy. And it will suck. But the more you do it, the more it will become second nature. And the more happiness is going to come as easy as breathing. And you won't even have to think about it anymore. I think when I was in the deepest of my depression, I thought happiness was this thing that I had to push myself to do and to feel. But that's not the right way of looking at it. The right way of looking at it is focus on the small wins. Focus on the little efforts. You got out of bed today. Congratulations. That's great. That's amazing. Like, good for you. You did that today. That is hard for many people to do. Take those small wins and appreciate yourself for doing them. And at the end of the day, you are all you have. And you may be sitting there, if you're listening to this and you don't think anything's going to get better, you have yourself. At the very least, you have yourself. And even if you don't like that right now, you're going to become your best friend. And you are capable of anything. You become so limitless when you realize that. So just think of what you could do and start trying to do it. And don't listen to anyone trying to tear you down. Honestly, sometimes the best way to grow and to be happy is to spend time alone. Fun story. I lived on my own for a month and a half, and it was terrifying when I first got there to my apartment. My housemate was not coming back for a little while, and I knew I couldn't stay home, and I knew I was just going to push myself to do this, and at first it wasn't fun, and I was scared every night going to bed, and eventually it became my favorite thing, and I loved living by myself, and I loved my little routine I had for myself, and I learned a lot about myself, and I enjoyed being around myself more. And, you know, everything always starts with being pretty scary and sad, and then eventually it gets better. It always gets better. And if you think, you know, you thought things were getting better and then they get bad again, it's just because you haven't learned the lesson you're supposed to yet. It's just because you're not where you're meant to be just yet. And nowadays, I think of every little mistake or hard thing in my life as, instead of why is this happening to me, changing that mindset to be, what is this trying to teach me? And I saw this in, I believe, a TED Talk a while ago, and I actually started implementing it in my life, as weird and as dumb as it may sound, as corny as it may sound. I started implementing it, and it honestly really worked. And now when bad things happen, I don't see them as bad things anymore. And again, you may hear that and be, wow, I wish. Guess what? A year ago, wouldn't have been able to do that. But it's all about the growth, and it's all about the process. And I think wherever you are, enjoy the process, even if it is in your darkest days. You know, you will find your way out of it. Don't pressure yourself, let it happen, but try your best every day to just get out of bed and to just try. That's the most you can ask of yourself. And as long as you're trying, that's reason enough to never give up. I hope that wherever you are listening to this, that you are not giving up and that you are capable of so much. So go out there and live the life that you were meant to, you know, experience the things you're meant to experience, have those mistakes that you were meant to learn from, and from that, everything will fall into place exactly as it's meant to be. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope that something I said helped you along the way. If you enjoyed the podcast, please give me a follow wherever you listen to podcasts. And to follow along with more mini rants like this, follow me on my Instagram and TikTok at TheGirlRecovering. And with that said, I really hope that you are taking care of yourself, that you're giving yourself a little squeeze today, a little self-hug, and I hope that you have an amazing rest of your day.